They took this girl and they dumped a bucket of urine over her head. And there are other things that were done that I really don't want to explain right now. A boy and a girl sitting at a teacher's desk. Now this is a family sitting around a table, around an oddly shaped object in the middle of the table. The teacher has her hand on the object and on his head, like she's drawing power from this object and putting it into the boy's head. Now, it looks kind of strange, but there's an explanation for it. And I quote, "The design is to symbolize the force that enables the group to so profoundly affect audiences, a power that is simply referred to as a presence." It sounds like they have an outside force helping them. The force that enables the group to so profoundly affect audiences. It also sounds like a piece of Star Wars, "May the force be with you." I think we know what force they're talking about.
Thank you. Thank you. aliénés sont des réceptacles de mains noires, conscients et prémédités. Mais pas seulement, les médecins favorisent la magie par leur thérapeutique irascible et stupide. Et qu'ils en font. Il n'y avait pas eu de médecin, il n'y aurait jamais eu de malade. Car c'est par les médecins et non par les malades que la société a commencé. Ceux qui vivent, vivent des morts. Il faut aussi que la mort vive. Il n'y a rien comme un asile d'aliénés pour couver doucement la mort et tenir entre eux les morts. Cela a commencé 4000 ans avant Jésus-Christ. Cette technique thérapeutique de la mort lente. Et la médecine moderne complice en cela la plus sinistre et crapuleuse magie.
something really stupid from the weatherman. My Prel Concentrate. Damnation. But no matter, that's the way a Prel Concentrate bottle sounds.
year was 2002. Avico had just wrapped up the western leg of their first United States tour in the illustrious and decadent city of Las Vegas, Nevada. After a sold-out concert and a hot night on the town, the boys from Siilinjärvi made their way to the airport for their midnight flight to New York City. It should have been simple, but due to heightened security measures employed by U.S. airports nationwide, Avico were subjected to lengthy inspections of their baggage and were subsequently asked to prove that their instruments were in fact what they appeared to be. This meant having to switch on each electronic synthesizer and play it for the inspectors, who were not amused with the trademark preset sounds and dissonant melodic samplings the band presented them with. The process took many minutes, due to the fact that two of the battery-operated keyboards had died, and it was becoming increasingly tense at the inspection table. Avico were quickly losing patience, as their New York-bound flight was due to lift off in the next 15 minutes. Agitated, the group began talking loudly to each other in their native Suomi language. This only served to further annoy the U.S. customs inspectors, and as a result, Avico were taken away by security for further questioning. Needless to say, they missed their flight to New York and were forced to sleep in a bright detention room on a cold concrete floor in the airport security parlor. And, as destiny would have it, Avico were not alone. It was in this room where they met a man by the name of Kabar. Kabar told Avico that he was one of the only men to have escaped from the brutal U.S. torture prison at Guantanamo Bay. He proclaimed his innocence, saying he had been wrongfully accused. He was a family man, and at one time, in fact, a famous singer of some notoriety in his homeland, one who had enjoyed 6 cassette releases in the mid-1980s. Trying to finance his secret journey home, Kabar had taken a chance at the poker tables of Vegas and lost everything he had. And now it seemed he would be sent back to Guantanamo. The next morning, when the guards came to wake the group, they were told that they had been cleared and that there would be a night flight available for them back to New York. Until then, they were free to roam. Kabar was luckily mistaken for one of the band members, and the four of them left the airport together for one last day in the city of Sin. Avico and Kabar decided that the best way to celebrate their new freedom would be to record a song together. They pooled what little money they had and recorded the track Eye of the Leopard at the 1-hour studio on North Rainbow Boulevard in downtown Las Vegas with fine results. Kabar was pleased with the recording, adding that this was one of the happiest days of his life. After a wonderful day spent swimming and playing the nickel slot machines, it was time to return to the airport again. Avico promised Kabar that he could return with them to Finland after the tour, and that there he would find refuge. Dreams of beautiful Finnish women and ice caves occupied Kabar's mind as they waited at the gate for their flight. But, as they boarded, Kabar was again questioned and identified. The situation quickly escalated as he was roughed up by security and handcuffed. Catching a final glimpse of their new friend as he was violently whisked away at gunpoint and led again down that dark and familiar lonely corridor, Avico waved goodbye to Kabar, promising him a record and wishing him luck. After a successful tour of the United States, Avico returned to Finland. Kabar has not been heard from since. Perhaps he has been returned to Guantanamo Bay. Perhaps he is dead. But somehow, Avico hoped that he has the opportunity to listen to the final product of their collaboration, this hit record, The Eye of the Leopard. And no one will ever forget the time they shared under the sun together.
Keep that in mind as I share this taped excerpt with you. We know that's not possible. Words have two meanings. They certainly do have two meanings. Again, this is where the subliminal message comes in that we've been talking about in the previous interview. The subliminal message is a satanic message that was put on their records in reverse. What I mean by in reverse is by taking the record, putting it in a neutral position, and spinning the record backwards. The needle will go in the opposite direction. You say that I've never heard of anything like that before. Probably not, but many, many people have. And this is what I'm talking about, that I believe that we can hear this with our subconscious mind, and you are going to hear it in a few moments. I want to explain to you what their message is. Now, we spun this backwards in a studio, and the tape of what we've got is about to come up. Backwards in human voices. Now, mind you, it made sense on both sides. It wasn't a bunch of garble on one side and played it in reverse and it made sense. It made sense on both sides. In the human voices in reverse, listen, listen, we've been there. Listen to it as they sing their message together. Then they sing in reverse now, because I live. Serve me. There's no escape in it. Satan, if we... We've got to live for Satan. Master Satan. The message that they have all together that they wanted you to hear in a subliminal way was this. Listen, we've been there. Because I live, serve me. There's no escape in it. Satan. If we got to live for Satan, Master Satan. I came across another part that made me throw my headphones right off my head. I couldn't believe what I heard.
I am no one.
A wailing and a gnashing of teeth. And that came to my mind when I heard this next sound. And it's opposite of the instrumental part. Again. They had a definite message to give who they are serving through their music. Listen to this as it reminds you of the verse, a wailing and a gnashing of teeth.
I think America is beautiful.
My fellow Americans, you two must play your part in our renewal.
Harold, you're the priest.
Harold.
Cool. Files and information on so-called subversion.
Further in the tape.
Warning! Danger!
America for America!
Trust me, I know what you want.
Well, big boy with pride.
I want money and power and prestige.
And our country isn't called America anymore, it's Bonerland.
Bless you. This is the best. Don't you ever forget it.